So, what sort of struck me, actually, was through the clap one more time, if you could clap, thanks. One thing that sort of struck me was, like you said, there have been days where you've had to sort of grow out your lesson plan because it was something that was going on in the news. You also mentioned that you used the Trayvon Martin case in your class. Could you talk about maybe one of those times when you used a current event story in your classroom and may have seen yourself already incorporating some of these elements of the news literacy?
Absolutely. So with the Trayvon Martin case, one of the big stories this past spring, there were many different perspectives, different attitudes about the case, and a lot of misinformation. One of the video clips that I incorporated into one of my classes was Geraldo Rivera speaking out about hoodies, and he was essentially saying that anyone who wears a hoodie represents a certain thug, gangster lifestyle. And in my community, students wear hoodies. They actually can wear that as part of their uniform. They have their school hoodies. But I wanted to get their take on that and what the implications would be. So one of the big questions that I had for them and that in that lesson was, what are the implications if his words, if his perspective is accepted as truth by society? And we see that anyone who wears a hoodie represents a certain lifestyle that is thug, gangster, and criminal. What are the implications for people in this community? What are the implications for people in other communities? What are the implications for society? What would that mean? And I think they were really able to deconstruct the meaning of that and see themselves in the case. Even though it's a student from Florida, they were able to relate a lot more with the student in that case and with that whole situation once they really thought about, well, we wear hoodies too. If this man who is a journalist, a reporter, is saying these things, what does that mean about us? How does he see us? Do we deserve what this innocent student got? So I think that was a pretty successful conversation that we had, a good discussion.
Good. Yeah, I think a lot of teachers were having that discussion with their students in their classrooms. I know I had it plenty of times with mine. So. Okay.